On Thursday's front page, the Euro crisis spread from Greece and Italy to Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials lost nearly 400 points after rates on bonds in Italy hit a new high. Herman Cain's accusers are coming under scrutiny, and the National Park Service tabled a plan to ban the sale of disposable water bottles in the Grand Canyon after Coca-Cola lobbied against it. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the big fear behind the euro crisis has long been that worries about high debt and slow growth would spread. It happened on Wednesday. Italian bond rates shot up. Times reporter Graham Boley explains the numbers.
Italian bond yields moved above 7%, and indeed it's a level at which Portugal, Ireland and Greece required outside assistance, and people are now asking whether Italy too will need help from the IMF or the EU. This is uncharted territory for the European crisis. We're in a new phase. This isn't Greece writ large. Italy has mountains of debt, but its budget deficit isn't that huge, and it could probably sustain these levels of interest rates for a while. The worst case scenario is that Italy doesn't fix its political problems and this escalates out of control. That could lead to the breakup of the European Union, but we're not there yet.
The chief market strategist at JP Morgan said contagion is alive and well, so it didn't take long for the trouble in Italy and Greece to hit Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials lost almost 400 points and closed at 11,780.94. Also on the front page, the women who made sexual harassment allegations about Herman Cain are finding out what it's like to take on a presidential candidate. Sharon Bialik faced questions about her troubled financial past, and Rush Limbaugh attacked Karen Krauschar. She'd come forward as one of two women who received payments from the National Restaurant Association in the 1990s. She also faced questions about a workplace complaint she filed when she was at the Immigration and Naturalization Service. In Brooklyn neighborhoods like Bushwick and Bedford-Stuyvesant, only a few private hospitals have survived. They're in bad shape financially, and Governor Andrew Cuomo has named a small group of healthcare planners to look at last-ditch measures to save them. One possibility is getting rid of their billion-dollar debt, partly with taxpayer help. Then they'd bring in for-profit companies that would take over. The top federal parks official tabled a plan to ban the sale of disposable water bottles in the Grand Canyon. This was late last year. The decision came after Coca-Cola lobbied against the ban. Coca-Cola distributes water under its Dasani brand. It's also donated more than $13 million to the National Park Foundation. Grand Canyon Park Superintendent Stephen Martin said he was uncomfortable about the decision. He said he felt it was unduly influenced by business. Google chief executive Larry Page is on a mission to pull the company through something of a midlife crisis. Google's only 13, but in tech years, it's an aging giant that moves slower than it did when it was a hot startup. Google has been losing employees to newer companies. Page is now making changes, including dropping 25 projects he said weren't popular enough. He also masterminded the $12 billion deal for Motorola Mobility, and at the office, he's discouraging employee email. He says all the messaging back and forth takes too long to solve problems. Thursday's Times profiles Mike McQuarrie. He was the graduate assistant who went to Penn State coach Joe Paterno's house 9 years ago and said he'd seen defensive coach Jerry Sandusky molesting a young boy. Paterno has now announced his retirement, and McQuarrie has become the star witness against senior officials at the university. But he could well be at the stadium on Saturday when Penn State plays Nebraska, helping to execute plays devised by a coach he once hoped he might succeed. Inside Thursday's Times, a follow-up on Tuesday's elections. First, a look at the landslide vote to repeal an Ohio law that limited union rights. That sounded a note of caution for Republicans, but it may not improve things for the unions or the Democrats in 2012. Consider this. The same voters who rejected the labor bill voted for a symbolic measure that takes issue with President Obama's health care law. Ohio State Senator Bill Seitz says that reflects voters' deeper anger with the political class. Egypt is gearing up for its own parliamentary elections. The question there is whether the parliament that emerges will be strong enough to challenge the military's hold on power. 6 of the original demonstrators from Tahrir Square hope to end up in parliament when all the votes are counted, but there's widespread skepticism parliament can make a real difference. The elections run in 3 stages through January 10th. Thursday's Art Section says Eddie Murphy dropped out as host of the Oscars broadcast. Producer Brett Ratner stepped aside on Tuesday amid criticism over his use of an anti-gay slur over the weekend and an appearance on Howard Stern's Sirius XM satellite radio program. Ratner and Murphy have worked together before. Ratner directed Murphy's latest film, Tower Heist. The Oscars have 3 months to find replacements. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.